Welcome back to the Wilner Window, sponsored by Wilner Chemists. WOR's airing of this program constitutes neither an endorsement of the products offered or of the ideas expressed.
Welcome back for the second hour of the Wilner Window. As our hosts, Don Goldberg and Arnie Gitomer, the nutritional supplement professionals, invite you once again to look in on a discussion of nutritional supplements and their role in preventing disease and promoting optimal health. Don and Arnie are both pharmacists, the owners of Wilner Chemists, New York's oldest and largest nutritional pharmacy, and the authors of the highly acclaimed book, The Best Supplements for Your Health. You can just sit back and enjoy the view, or you can call in with your questions. The number to call is 1-800-321-0710. That's 1-800-321-0710. Now, back to Arnie and Don.
And welcome back to the second hour of the Wilner Window. This is Arnie Gitomer, once again, joined by our medical co-host, Dr. Richard Podell. And we had a very, very, very interesting discussion the first hour with Kat James, courtesy of Dr. O'Hara's Probiotic 12 Plus. And those of you who are just tuning in missed the first hour, you can go to our website, www.wilner.com, not today, but a couple days, and you'll be able to follow the radio link, and you'll be able to listen to it. Just need your computer. Okay, those of you who are on the phones, we'll get to you shortly. You know, last Tuesday in the New York Times, Jane Brody wrote in her column, her personal health column, and Jane Brody writes about things related to nutrition and not usually favorably. You know, she's very frequently has negative things to say about supplements and things like that. But this article was totally positive, and the title of the article is, What Do You Lack? Probably Vitamin D. So, very, very, very positive article about vitamin D and the things that it relates to, including blood pressure and cancers of the colon and breast and prostate, cardiovascular disease, osteoarthritis, immune system, type 1 diabetes, rheumatoid arthritis. And, you know, the last paragraph is, you know, she talks about dosage. And she's talking about 1 to 2,000 units a day of vitamin D as a supplement, which, as I said, is unusual for Jane Brody. And we applaud her for that wonderful article. Okay, let's talk to Teresa from Queens. You're live on the Wilner Window.
Yes, I would like to know the name of a good calcium.
A good form of calcium.
A good form of calcium, yes.
A good form of calcium is a couple of them. One is calcium citrate. Okay, that's the cost-wise, that's probably the one I would recommend. It's not expensive. Now, one caveat. When you take your calcium, make sure you take your vitamin D with it.
Okay.
Okay, you should be taking anywhere up to 1,000 IUs of vitamin E a day. Okay, you don't have to take it that second when you take the calcium, but make sure that you're getting adequate amounts of vitamin D on a daily basis. And the calcium that you want to take is probably up to about 1,000 milligrams a day.
About 1,000. I think the Citrical has the vitamin D.
Then by all means, you may not need any extra vitamin D.
Right.
That's one brand, yes.
And what about a daily vitamin?
A multivitamin?
Well, we
did a commercial a while back for Solgar. They make a whole array of multivitamins. If you're interested in one a day or two a day or more complete formulas that maybe have three a day or more than that, Solgar is a place to look. They have and they're all on sale at 40% off at Wilner Chemists. So do you come into the store?
Yes, I have been in there. Beautiful store, yes.
Yeah, come on, take a ride up. It's, you know, summertime, not bad. Come on in and we'll get you set up.
Thank you. And will I be able to get help there?
Absolutely. We have nutritionists and pharmacists on staff to help you.
Yes. Thank you ever so much.
Teresa, thanks for calling.
You're welcome. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. All right, Ed from Merrick, Long Island, you're next on the Wilner Window. Ed, are you there?
Yep, I'm here, Doc.
Okay.
I wanted to ask if I could run two things by you. The first is there anything that can be taken to protect a diabetic's kidneys?
Okay, diabetic's kidneys. Do you take insulin?
It's my wife, yeah. She does.
Okay, she takes insulin.
You know,
this is Dr. Podell coming online.
I mean, controlling blood sugar is the key. In diabetes, there's a whole bunch of nutritionals that are helpful in terms of protecting the arteries, protecting the nerves. And I'm not really aware of any, except maybe fish oil, that has any data in terms of specifically protecting the kidneys. Arnie, is that your understanding?
Yeah, I was just.
He's doing what I usually do.
I was just typing in diabetes.
So, for instance, I'll talk about some of the other things that are useful. Coenzyme Q, N-acetylcysteine, primrose oil, lipoic acid, probably things, all the bioflavonoids such as grapeseed oil. These are all useful in terms of the long term cardiovascular and neurological issues that develop with diabetes. I'm not aware that any of them have been specifically tested for the kidney disease element. And Arnie looks like he has his report.
Yeah. I just think the main thing, as Dr. Podell said, is keeping the sugar level under control and making sure there's adequate liquids and things like that, and not taxing the kidney for example, Dr. Podell, too much. Now we know a diabetic should have adequate amounts of protein, but too much protein.
Yeah, well, if the kidneys are damaged significantly, then your doctor might want to restrict protein. But if it's just a theoretical risk and they're not really damaged, then ordinarily you wouldn't be going too far in restricting protein because the body needs protein. It's a balance, and that's a medical question for your doctor.
Yeah, so that's about the best we could do for you, Ed.
Could I run one thing more, please?
Sure.
Quick.
Yeah.
My son was just diagnosed with lupus. And a lupus, I didn't know there was many kinds of lupus, but he has one that's making him a bleeder. Is there anything you can do for that?
That's a real medical question. In other words, presumably he either has an enlarged spleen, which is treated one way, or there's damage to the production of platelets, which would be treated in another way. It's a bit unusual. Men, by and large, tend not to get lupus. It's more of a women's disease.
Yeah.
Is he seeing a specialist in lupus?
I really don't know. He mentioned it to me. There's a doctor diagnosed him with lupus. I don't know.
Yeah.
I said, that's, people live with that. No, he says, the one I have, he says, makes me a bleeder.
Okay. He needs a consultation with a doctor who's a specialist in lupus. Can't go beyond that because whatever he has is a non-typical form. So any kind of general advice we have wouldn't necessarily be applicable. That has to be individualized by the doctor.
Okay, Ed, thanks so much for that call. 1-800-321-0710. That's our number here in the studio in downtown Manhattan. Give us a call. Next is Jean from Larchmont, New York. Hi, Jean.
Hi.
You got a question for us?
Yes. I started taking bioidentical hormones mm-hmm. in the early part of May, and I've gained like 6 pounds. My appetite's been enormous. Is there any correlation between, let's say, progesterone, which I take in a liquid form, and weight gain or any of these symptoms? I'd like to stop taking it, and I just went for a blood test to see where my hormone levels are, because I was told I must take the progesterone to balance off the estrogen and whatever. It was in a pellet form that was actually put in my under my skin.
There are people who, when they are given hormones, whether it be estrogen or progesterone, they'll gain weight. It's not everybody, but there are some. Now, if you have an estrogen pellet in you so that it's not being taken out easily, then you do need progesterone to balance the estrogen, because unopposed estrogen can make you more vulnerable to cancer of the uterus and some other things. So that if the progesterone stops, then you want to take the estrogen out. Now, whether that is in fact the cause or not, you know, I can't tell you. And it may be there is no way to tell other than by taking it out. Again, that's a question to discuss with your doctor.
It was too small. She can't take it out. She can't find it. So I have to wait till it kind of dissipates in my system.
Oh, so it would seem. And, of course, it might not be the reason. You know, we just don't know. But yeah, if the eating or the gaining weight started shortly after you added it, then it has to at least be a suspect.
All right, Gene, thanks for that call. 1-800-321-0710. That's our number in the studio. Give us a call. We're going to pause for a short break. This is Arnie Gitomer, along with Dr. Richard Podell. We'll be back after these messages. Okay, Noah says to keep talking. All right, who's our next caller? Sam from Newark, New Jersey.
Hey, how are you?
Good, and you?
Okay, I got this OCD problem, and I, you know, I just can't think straight. I need help. Also, contamination, right? Puro.
What?
Puro.
I've been dealing with, you know, a lot of intrusive thoughts and, you know, the contamination, and I don't know what to do. I mean, I've been dealing with this OCD for a while now, and, you know.
I'll tell you what. I think this is beyond what we could help, so you better check with a physician. All right. How we doing, Noah? Good. Okay. You're listening to the Wilner Window. We will be back after these messages.
I just tried a new product from Jaru Formulas, Ideal Bowel Support, and I was very impressed. I recently returned from the Middle East, and I don't know what it was, the airplane food, the time change, whatever, but I was having a major problem with my digestive system. Gas, bloating, a little constipated. I tried some fiber. It didn't help at all. So I picked up a box of Jaru's new IBS, Ideal Bowel Support, a probiotic containing a special strain of lactobacillus clinically studied for exactly this type of problem, intestinal health. It worked. I took one in the morning, one in the evening, and by the next morning, I felt fine. I am sold on this product. Jaru Formulas Ideal Bowel Support for intestinal discomfort, gas, and bloating, and to support regularity. A controlled, double-blind, randomized study showed complete improvement in 45% of patients compared to 15% taking placebo. Ideal Bowel Support from Jaru Formulas, available at Wilner Chemist, discount priced, of course.
This is Arnie Gitomer, and you know, some people think that because Wilner Chemist has such a wide selection of nutritional and herbal supplements and so many nutritionists and pharmacists on hand to help you decide which products are right for you and to how to properly take them, that the prices must be high. Well, nothing could be further from the truth. The fact is, you'll find that Wilner Chemists has some of the best discount prices anywhere. It's true. You don't believe me? Well, here are some examples. Right now, in addition to our low everyday 20% discounts, we have the following sales in effect. The entire Source Naturals line is on sale at 35% off list. Doctor's Best is also 35% off. The full Natural Factors, Country Life, Da Vinci Labs, Nature's Way, Enzymatic Therapy lines are on sale at 30% off. All Solgar multivitamin supplements are on sale at 40% off list. And there's more. We also have deals on Natrol, Jaru Formulas, Nordic Naturals, New Chapter, and Allergy Research Group, and much more. How do you find out what else is on sale? Well, you go to our website, www.wilner.com. You check the on sale tab. While you're there, sign up for our newsletter or request a free product catalog. You can also call for a catalog. 1-800-633-1106. Leave your name and address. Once again, 1-800-633-1106. Even better, visit us at either of our two stores in Manhattan or our store in Atlanta. In Manhattan, our Midtown store is at 100 Park Avenue, 41st and Park, just a block south of Grand Central Terminal. And the downtown store is at 253 Broadway, near the corner of Murray Street, right across from City Hall. In Atlanta, we're conveniently located in the heart of Buckhead at 2900 Peachtree Road. And while you're on the website, Wilner.com, and Wilner is with two L's, by the way, be sure to check out all the informative articles, reference materials, and audio files of previous radio shows. You can look up product prices, even place your orders on the website. That's www.wilner.com. Wilner Chemists and Nutritional Supplement Professionals. We'll get back to the phones in just a moment.
This is Don Goldberg, and I have a question for you. How is your energy level these days? Feeling tired and a little run down? If so, maybe you should try Solgar's Ubiquinol, the pre-converted form of CoQ10. Ubiquinol is not a harsh stimulant like caffeine. It's an antioxidant that provides sustained natural energy. Your body makes Ubiquinol, and it's present in every cell. It provides the spark for 95% of your cellular energy production. Without it, you don't run. The problem is that as we age, our body's ability to produce CoQ10 and then convert it to Ubiquinol declines, which is why we slow down. To make matters worse, statin drugs, which millions take to lower cholesterol, also blocks your production of CoQ10. Taking Solgar's Ubiquinol replenishes optimal levels of this important energy component for baby boomers and statin users, so you can feel young again. This is Don Goldberg. I don't have to tell you how important antioxidants are to your health and to your supplement program. You probably know about the antioxidant vitamins like vitamin C and vitamin E. What you may not know is that some of the most powerful antioxidants are those found in plant extracts. Plants like grape skin, pomegranate, goji berry, acai, green tea, and mangosteen. Well, now you know. And here is some great news. We have formulated a special antioxidant formula that contains extracts from all of those antioxidant-rich plants. The liquid extracts are in a unique liquid-filled veggie cap, and the product is called Antiox Phyto Complex. It's part of the new Wilner Chemist's Phytotech line. Antiox Phyto Complex is the perfect complement to your current multivitamin supplement. Make sure you get optimal antioxidant protection with Wilner's new Phytotech Antiox Phyto Complex. You'll be glad you did.
Come to my window.
Welcome back to the Wilner Window. We hope you're enjoying the view. Let's rejoin Don and Arnie, the nutritional supplement professionals, as they continue their discussion of vitamins, minerals, herbs, and homeopathic remedies.
And welcome back, Arnie Gatomer, along with Dr. Richard Prodell, and we're here on the Wilner Window answering your phone calls. And our number in the studio, 1-800-321-0710, works all the way down Atlanta, Georgia, where the show is being heard on WGKA. So, you Atlanta folks, give us a call, too. Let's say hello to Henry from the Bronx. Hi, Henry.
Hi there. Doctor, I had a little trouble with the digesting tablets, and I find that's a big problem. So, do you have any suggestions? Some kind of tablets, not tablets, but maybe some other form.
There's a couple of we have some powder formulas I can recommend to you. There's a formula from All One. The company is called All One. And they make a powder, which is a multivitamin powder, along with some amino acids. And you take a scoop of that and mix it in liquid and drink it down.
Oh.
That's one option. There's also a formula from Life Extension. Life Extension makes something called Life Extension Mix Powder. And that's just the vitamins, minerals, and accessory factors. It's rather expensive. Run you around, you know, a couple months supply, run you around 70 some odd dollars. So that's a little expensive.
Yeah.
But if you want a good formula, that's it. And the other choice is the one I just told you from All One.
All One.
All One.
Yeah, that sounds better.
Okay. It's by All One. You know, give us a call on Monday and
okay.
Or stop by the store.
How much is that, you know?
Oh, I don't, but it's not too bad. Probably 20-some-odd bucks.
Right, that sounds good.
Okay.
Multivitamin, right? It's a multivitamin.
It's a multivitamin mineral, and it also has some amino acids in it, which are good for you.
I know. It also has vitamins and minerals. I mean,
you got it.
Just one thing. Okay, thanks a lot. I think I'll try that one.
Thanks a lot, Henry. All right, now we have Marilyn from Fairfield, Connecticut. Hi, Marilyn.
Hi, how are you?
Good.
I have a 10-year-old granddaughter that lives with me, and she's constantly getting ear infections, and the pediatrician puts her on antibiotics. And I know after a while antibiotics will stop working if she's on them too often. Is there anything naturally that you can think of that might be able to help her?
How old is she?
She's 10.
10. See, if she were younger, I would have first said take her off of milk and dairy products because that's a real common contributor. What does the what?
Why wouldn't you say it now?
Well, because food allergies are less common as kids go older. As around 3 or so, they're very, very common. It's still worth doing. Okay, and for with proper calcium supplements and so on, it's worth. Trial of 3 to 6 months off of dairy products, providing the doctor is aware. There's a lot of things that help the body fight infection, but when we're talking about specifically ear infections, there's often mechanical blockages to the drainage, and that's the kind of thing that ear, nose, and throat specialists are best involved with. And that's why they put tubes in sometimes. That's why they do sinus surgery sometimes. Generally, things that help fight infections would be multivitamin. Would probably want this person to take N-acetylcysteine, which is the precursor to an antioxidant called glutathione that's very much involved in infection. Various whey products have anti-infectious capabilities.
A question. Did your granddaughter have these infections when she was, as Dr. Podell alluded to, when she was like 3 years old, 2 years old?
Yeah, she's had them like since she's been about 4, off and on. It mostly acts up when either she has a cold and she gets the blockage in her nose and everything, or in the summer a lot of times when she's swimming.
Yeah, that it's... I would think that there may be some type of mechanical thing going on there, as Dr. Podell mentioned. You know, there may be it may be some type of blockage that occurs for whatever reason, or you know, her nose may be easily stuffed up. But even though it probably wouldn't be wrong, you know, to think about the food. You know, maybe it is the milk that's contributing. If she happens to be maybe she doesn't really have much milk or dairy products.
You know, okay.
It's difficult. You need.
Okay. Well, thank you for your help. I appreciate it.
All right, Marilyn. Thanks so much for that call. Okay, it's coming up for a break time. And at this break, we talk about the weather and not the weather. We talk about the traffic because, if you're out riding around, you don't want to be going into funny places where there's a lot of traffic. I have a GPS, new GPS on my car, and it shows the traffic. It's wonderful. Okay.
In Manhattan, there's traffic all over.
I know. Okay. We'll be back.
Each of us is born with more than 100 billion brain cells. That's about 10 times the number of stars in the Milky Way, or about 20 times the number of people on planet Earth. But our brains don't stop there. New research shows that we continue to grow gray matter all the way through childhood, adolescence, and early adulthood. How do we make make sure that the brains of our little ones are thriving? There is a simple answer. Pure, great-tasting fish oils from Nordic Naturals. Countless studies show that the omega-3s in fish oil provide crucial cranial support to children of all ages, improving learning, memory, and behavior. Over the last decade, Nordic Naturals has developed a complete line of omega-3 supplements and multivitamins just for kids. We've also recently begun offering a special training for parents on children's health. To get information about this unique opportunity or for a free educational coloring book and growth chart, call 800-662-2544 or visit NordicNaturals.com. Nordic Naturals, committed to your children's health, committed to pure and great-tasting omega oils.
News Talk Radio 710 WOR.
I've been told that there are some of you out there who do not purchase your nutritional supplements from Wilner Chemists. Not many of you, but there are a few. I don't get it. Wilner Chemists is the oldest nutritionally oriented pharmacy in New York. They have one of the widest selections of vitamin products in the world, all at discount prices. And they have the most knowledgeable nutritionally trained pharmacists around, always ready to answer your questions about supplements. So, what's the problem? Location? Can't be. There are two convenient Wilner Chemists locations in New York. Midtown at 100 Park Avenue, one block south of Grand Central Terminal, and downtown at 253 Broadway across from City Hall. Both stores are big, friendly, and easy to get to. They even have a store in Atlanta, Georgia. Wilner Chemist has a website at wilner.com, and they have one of the best mail order catalogs around. So get with it. Become a Wilner Chemist customer. 1-800-633-1106 or on the web at wilner.com. That's 1-800-633-1106. Wilner Chemists, the nutritional supplement professionals.
Now to Bill Powers for the traffic.
And as you try to get across the Hudson River over at the GW Bridge, we're now up to about a 45-minute wait as you head into town. Outbound side, you're okay. Lincoln's going to cost you about 30 in, 10 on the outbound side. And over at the Holland Tunnel, expect delays from the Turnpike approach. We have road work on the Newark Bay extension by 15, check that 14B. About a 15-minute wait into the toll plaza, 10 minutes from the 19 approach. Outbound side, a 20-minute delay. Lots of company for you if you're trying to head across the Whitestone Bridge in both directions. You're going to have delays over at the Throgs Neck Bridge as well. Best bet against across the Upper East River would be the RFK Bridge. Across the Tappan Zee Bridge, it looks like everything's in good shape for you so far this afternoon. And if you're traveling in the five boroughs, we do have lots of street festivals in Manhattan, so beware. This report is brought to you by 5-Hour Energy. Long drive ahead, pull over for a 5-Hour Energy. One quick sip is all it takes, so why drive tired when you can drive with energy? 5-Hour Energy. Try it today. I'm Bill Powers. That's WOR Traffic.
Looking for a good doctor? Wouldn't it be great if you could find a medical doctor who was expert not only in conventional medicine, but also an expert in integrative or alternative medicine? Well, if you've been listening to the show, you know that the answer to this elusive quest is sitting right here in our studio, Dr. Richard Podell. Why integrative medicine? Well, most chronic health problems do better when we add holistic support for the body's natural healing systems. This includes nutrition, natural hormones, herbal medicines, and mind-body techniques. Conditions that respond best include chronic fatigue, low thyroid, fibromyalgia, chronic depression, stress-related disorders, osteoporosis, and irritable bowel. Dr. Podell has offices in both Summit and Somerset, New Jersey. Telephone is 908-273-7770. That's 908-273-7770 or on the web at drpodell.org. drpodell.org.
Gregory, it's me, your mother. If you're there, pick up. Are you taking your chiolic aged garlic extract? You'd better be. I already told you about its benefits, the improved circulation, how it's a strong antioxidant and helpful against cancer. And chiolic reduces your cholesterol. Do you want to end up like your Uncle Frank? No, of course you don't. It's organically grown, and it won't give you bad breath or body odor. I know people your age are concerned about such things. Oh, did I mention it enhances your immune system? You'll live longer. Do you need me to bring you some, Gregory? Really, I don't mind driving on the highway, even at night. So please call me. Let me know you're okay. Or if you need more chiolic aged garlic extract, I love you.
Moms love chiolic as much as they love you. Available wherever fine nutritional supplements are sold. Visit www.chiolic.com for more information or call 1-800-421-2998 for a free sample.
Welcome back to the Wilner Window. We hope you're enjoying the view.
let's rejoin Don and Arnie, the nutritional supplement professionals, as they continue their discussion of vitamins, minerals, herbs, and homeopathic remedies.
And welcome back. Arnie Gitomer along with Dr. Richard Prodell, and we're here on the Wilner Window answering your questions about nutrition and health. And our next caller is Annette from Brooklyn.
Hi.
Hi.
I just heard these new findings about calcium damaging the heart, and I find it a little disturbing. What do you think about this new...
Well, it was based upon a study published in the British Medical Journals, and I'll give you the quick answer, and then I'll give you a long answer. It's a crummy study. Okay.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah. And it wasn't any research anybody did. It was what they call a meta-analysis. They took the results of a few studies and they said what it showed. Number one, the first thing they did is they only looked at studies where people just took calcium. No vitamin D. No vitamin K. It was just studies where the people were given calcium. Now, if you listen to this show, you know that in order for calcium to work properly, you need vitamin D. Well, any time that anybody took vitamin D with calcium, they didn't look at that study. So basically, the studies they looked at were 15. They only looked at 15 studies. How many studies could they have looked at? Well, they could have looked at 300, but they only looked at 15. Why? I don't know. So that's what it is. There's no problem with calcium as long as you're taking vitamin D.
Okay, actually, I haven't read the article. I understood that they said that it didn't think the calcium was helpful, but what did they say about the heart?
It just showed that there was an increase in cardiovascular problems, a 30% increase in cardiovascular problems in those 15 studies, which boiled down to really five studies which showed this phenomenon of people who just took calcium.
Right, and no vitamin D.
No vitamin D, no magnesium, no vitamin K, no vitamin K2, just calcium. So that's the deal.
Nothing to worry about.
Yeah, but you need to take your calcium with other things.
Yeah, okay. I understand that.
Yeah,
I understand that. My calcium has the vitamin D, and I do take a supplement of vitamin D.
Wonderful.
So thank you so much for your help. I appreciate
Anytime. It. Anytime. You're very welcome, Annette. Okay, so that's the problem. And there's a group called the Council for Responsible Nutrition. And, you know, they issued their rebuttal and they pointed out the things that I just told Annette. Okay, Mary from Gillette, New Jersey, you're live right here on the Wilner Window.
Oh, I'm so glad to meet you both. I have primary biliary cirrhosis since I was 54. I have elevated readings, but nothing really bad. And now I'm got a terrible case of dry mouth, where my lips feel like they're boiled. Now, I go to a well-known group in Berkeley Heights. I've been to four or five doctors there, everybody, gastro, the skin doctor, to see if these lips are actually going to bleed, you know, because they're so sore. And I have dry mouth. I also have been taking Synthroid for about 20 years. So I've been taking Actigol or Uricidal for 20 years. And the salivary glands, I think, are giving out. Or this thing causing the dry mouth is from the salivary glands, I presume. They don't really tell me that. They just say there's nothing they can do. Now, I've been to skin. I've been to urology. I'm going to try rheumatology.
You know, why don't you try somebody who knows something about nutrition?
Well,
it's a nutritional component.
Well, there may well be, but as I'm understanding is that your mouth is dry?
Dry. It's like a boil. I put this Aquatrol all over my lips. My mouth bothers me.
Oh, okay. We got it. Let's hear from Dr.
Pluto. She's going to Summit Medical Group, which is local to us, and they're good people. I think rheumatology should be included in the stops. If you came to me, what I would be able to do is look and see, is there a nutritional component? But in addition to whatever nutritional component, there's likely a disease component also. You have an autoimmune disease with the primary biliary cirrhosis. Has that in some way also affected your salivary glands or your lips? I think there are ways of finding out, but the rheumatologist would know better than I would, but he would not know the nutritional part as well as I would. So I think it would be worth your while to do both.
Well, I'm going to come to you because I know you're in Summit. I never knew that before. And all I have to do, I don't know if I can get a referral from her because they won't make you go to that whole group. But I'll still come there anyway, you know, because I have a health plan.
Yeah, you are with a very good group. Okay, and they may not just know what to do with this, but in general, they're a good group.
Oh, they are a very good group, and they're a competent group. I've tried the gastro. I go to the skin guy. Rheumatology, my niece is a doctor, and she just told me to try rheumatology. I'm going to start that.
All right, Mary, good luck. All right, who's next? Mike from Long Island, you're next on the Wilner Window.
Mike from Freeport, Long Island.
All right, Mike from Freeport.
I was wondering if you guys know any holistic approach to AFib, atrial fibrillation?
Atrial fibrillation.
Well, again, the issue is what the medical cause is. Magnesium has some benefit, but if there is a major cause, such as an enlarged atrium, for instance, or sort of an abnormality of the electrical rhythms of the heart, of the actual wiring, then that's the dominant issue. So, again, one can check you for various nutritional deficiencies, including magnesium, but one has to do it in conjunction with your regular doctors because most often there's a electrical wiring or a structural problem that is not amenable to nutrition.
Okay.
Have you taken any supplements?
No, I haven't. Can you guys recommend any good holistic doctors on Long Island?
Well, if you listen to WOR at 4 o'clock today, there's a show on with Dr. Fred Vanini called The Heart Show. And I believe he's in right around Roosevelt Field. You know, his office is right around Roosevelt Field. Where is Dr. Vanini's office, Noah? Lake Success? Ah, Dr. Vanini, excuse me, he's in Lake Success, and he's on at 4 o'clock. So why don't you give his show a call at 4 o'clock, and maybe he can help you.
Thank you very much.
All right, Mike, thanks for calling. 1-800-321-0710. Give us a call. Frank from Brooklyn, New York, you're next on the Wilner Window. Are you there, Frank?
Yes, Doctor. I'd like to thank you and Don and Arnie for taking my call.
This is Arnie.
Arnie, okay. Thanks for taking my call.
Sure.
Arnie, I've been taking vitamin D and been taking it for a long time, 1,000 units. And I picked up another one just recently, and it said vitamin D3.
Right.
And when I got home, I called back the vitamin shop, and I wanted to know the difference. Why was vitamin D3 on there?
Yeah.
One was animal, one was vegetable.
Correct.
Didn't make any difference. So, but it also said on their warning that if you're taking other medications, you might want to ask your doctor. I'm on Coumadin, 5 milligrams. I'm on Topril, and I'm on Lasix, 20 milligrams, and also that's it. But the vitamin supplements I take are CQ10.
Mm-hmm.
That's another. Can I ask what the difference between that? I was taking the first ones. They were red soft gels. Then the second time I went, they said there was vitamin E in there. I didn't want the vitamin E.
Right.
So they said, okay, take the yellow capsules. Did I make a mistake by not taking them with the vitamin E or just?
No, there is potential interaction with the Coumadin and vitamin E, probably at low levels. It's not significant. If you're taking high levels of vitamin E, it might be significant. The vitamin D, there's two types of vitamin D, as you alluded to. There's vitamin D3 and vitamin D2. Vitamin D3 is probably the preferred form of vitamin D. So if you're taking vitamin D3, that's good. You shouldn't have any problem taking the vitamin D with the medications that you're taking.
Very good. Thank you so much.
All right, Frank. Thanks for calling. Next, we have another caller for a lot of Brooklyn people today. I love it. Pauline, you're next on the Wilner Window.
Hi. The reason I was calling, I've been dealing with insomnia for close to 10 years, and I never had a problem with sleep. When I turned 51, I started with insomnia. I would only sleep 2 to 4 hours straight a night, and then I would just wake up for no reason. And then the rest of the night, it would just be chopped up sleep. And that's what I've been basically dealing with for the last 9.5 years. I went for a sleep study, and they told me that I had a touch of apnea, but it wasn't anything really significant. I have, nothing that I could pinpoint this problem to. No stress other than normal, stuff that everybody goes through. I'm in a good relationship with my husband. I just don't know why I can't sleep through the night.
Okay, let's hear from our medical expert here.
Well, this is a very common problem. Let me answer it in two parts. Assuming the sleep study really was normal, and I'll come back to that because it's not quite clear that it was, most often this is we don't find a reason. But it's sort of like getting constipated. Once you're in that pattern, it becomes a self-fulfilling prophecy, and that people will tend to simply, once conditioned to wake up at a certain time, they do so. And there are a variety of natural treatments as well as pharmacological ones that if you can get the people back onto a decent schedule, they simply heal and get better. And things like taking melatonin, valerian root, passion flower, 5-hydroxytryptophan, those are all options. Now, one of the things in the sleep study area that's just sort of beginning to emerge is the concept of people not having sleep apnea, but having something called upper airway resistance syndrome, where instead of stopping breathing, the airways collapse a little bit as you're breathing in well at night because all the muscles are relaxed. And this can sort of cause a little bit of jerking and coughing and struggling for breath that nobody notices, but yet it can be enough to disrupt your sleep quality. And
okay, I'll tell you what, Dr. Podell, that's interesting. Why don't we, I need to pause for a break here, but when we come back, why don't we continue that? And then you can also tell us what we do about that. Okay. Remember, so you have to have a thing which we do about that. Okay, you're listening to The Wilner Window. This is Arnie Gitomer.
This is Dr. Richard Podell.
And we'll be back, and when we come back, we're going to finish talking to Pauline about insomnia.
Lately, there's been a buzz about probiotics, but some of us are still left wondering what they are and why they're so important. The term probiotic refers to dietary supplements or foods that contain beneficial or good bacteria, comparable to those normally found in your body. These good bacteria are depleted by the stresses of everyday modern life. Probiotics help to keep your digestion healthy and boost your overall immune health. In order to maintain the correct ratio of good to bad bacteria, it's necessary for us to supplement our diets with a high-quality probiotic. Dr. O'Hara's award-winning Probiotics 12 Plus is a pioneer of probiotic supplementation. Each capsule contains superior natural ingredients and no refrigeration is required, making it perfect for traveling.
Dr. O'Hara's Probiotics 12 Plus is available at Wilner Chemists or on the web at wilner.com. Dr. O'Hara's Probiotics 12 Plus, an evolutionary leap in probiotic science. Feel the Dr. O'Hara difference.
Looking for a multivitamin that has everything? One that you can rely on as the cornerstone of your nutritional supplement program? Well, Wilner Chemist has the answer. Wilvite. Wilvite is a complete multivitamin, multimineral tablet that has it all. Vitamins, trace minerals, antioxidants, and a full 1,000 milligram of calcium along with 500 milligrams of magnesium per 4 tablets. Everything you need in the proper balance. Don't shortchange yourself by taking a drugstore one-a-day multi. Remember, the minerals calcium and magnesium are just as important as the vitamins. What is important is that you take your minerals in the right ratio. With Wilvite, you don't have to worry. Everything you need is in one easy-to-take, properly balanced formula. Wilvite is available from Wilner Chemists. Stop by either of the two Wilner Chemist stores in Manhattan or the new Atlanta store. Log on to Wilner.com or call 1-800-633-1106 and ask for the big free catalog. That's 1-800-633-1106. Wilner Chemists, the nutritional supplement professionals.
Blue Bonnet Nutrition, with its finger on the pulse of nutritional science, has introduced one of the most revolutionary cardio support formulas on the market, Natural Omega-3 Heart Formula. This fish oil formula from Blue Bonnet supplies the highest amounts of important omega-3s, EPA and DHA, in the right balanced ratio scientifically relevant for maintaining optimal heart health. In addition, this more bioavailable and stable triglyceride form of fish oil is derived from deep sea cold water fish that has been molecularly distilled and third-party tested for heavy metals, PCBs, and other contaminants. This purification process also removes the unpleasant fishy taste typically associated with marine fish oils. So although Blue Bonnet will never claim to mend a broken heart, if you choose Natural Omega-3 Heart Formula, you will never skip a beat. Blue Bonnet's Natural Omega-3 Heart Formula, available at Wilner Chemists. You'll love it.
Welcome back to the Wilner Window. We hope you're enjoying the view. Let's rejoin Don and Arnie, the nutritional supplement professionals, as they continue their discussion of vitamins, minerals, herbs, and homeopathic remedies.
And I want to tell you that this portion of the Wilner Window is being brought to you by New Chapter, a company that trusts the wisdom of nature with supplements formulated with the benefit of whole food concentrates. New Chapter, the whole truth. Okay, we were talking with Pauline about insomnia, and Dr. Podell was giving us some of his expert advice.
There's something called upper airway resistance syndrome, and I do a lot of sleep studies in my practice, and over the last couple of years, we've been getting back these reports where it isn't sleep apnea, and some of the sleep doctors say don't worry about it, but there's a whole other literature that associates it with fatigue and poor sleep and fibromyalgia. And unfortunately, the only way that right now they have to tell that if it's really important or not is do a trial of the CPAP machine, which is a mask where it delivers high pressure at night, which keeps the airways open. Now, whether there are nutritional ways of accomplishing the same thing really hasn't been studied. So if I were treating you, I would first try natural products such as the 5-hydroxytryptophan, melatonin, and so on. I'd make sure there's nothing else wrong. And if those were not working, then we'd probably have to go back and talk to the sleep doctor about a trial of the CPAP.
Okay, Pauline, have you taken any of the supplements?
Yes, I have taken them just as an adjunct to try to make myself relaxed and to fall asleep. Also, the doctor, which I had fought him for like many years about taking sleeping pills, but finally I gave in, and believe it or not, none of them worked on me.
There are two things I'll mention, and you can think about them, or if you want to come by the store and we'll talk to you about them. One is called theanine. Have you tried theanine?
No, I haven't heard of that one.
Theanine is an extract of green tea. Okay, it's the reason why green tea doesn't make you excited. Okay, green tea is contains caffeine, but the theanine sort of is like an anti-caffeine. So that's one option. Another one is a substance called pharmaGABA. GABA is one of the nutrients that sort of calms the brainwave so that when you put your head down on the pillow, you're not thinking about, you know, whatever it is that you think about that might give you some reason to have your brain working overtime. So those are just two possibilities. One is called theanine. The other is called pharmaGABA. Okay? And I would, you know, give it a try.
Okay. Thank you.
All right. Thanks for that call. Let's talk to Kathleen from Stony Point, New York. You're Hi. Live on the Wilner Window.
Hi, Dr. Podell.
Yes, ma'am.
I have a question. I get recurrent and very severe bladder infections,
and my doctor has put me on 100 milligrams of Macrobid, one a day as a maintenance program. Is there any reason not to do that? For 6 months. This is for a six-month period.
Well, look, any antibiotic has some potential side effects, including diarrhea and so forth. But by and large, the Macrobid is safe, and it's a reasonable enough thing to do. On the other hand, what he's saying there is that we don't know how to stop your infections, so let's suppress it for as long as we can. Now, there are natural things such as the cranberry extracts and something called mannose that seem to help prevent bacteria, which do get into the bladder, from setting up shop there, from attaching to the cell walls. So there are some natural treatments that might be relevant.
Okay, when you get the infection, do they say what it is?
Most of the time, but not all the time. Most of the time, it's E. coli.
Ah, okay. Now we have something which may be of benefit. That's what D-mannose does. D-mannose, it's usually in the form of a powder or a capsule. It's a sugar, but not like a table sugar.
Uh-huh.
It prevents the E. coli from sticking to the bladder. That's what D-mannose does.
So I could take that and stop taking the Macrobid.
That you'd have to discuss with your physician, but I would highly. But you're right. Yes.
Okay.
That's if you have any. I don't mind that you don't want to take the Macrobid for 6 months. I mean, it's not a wonderful thing. But it's definitely worth giving the D-mannose a try.
Okay. Thank you very much.
All righty. Thanks so much for calling. Okay. Let's talk to Bernard from Valley Stream, Long Island.
Good afternoon, gentlemen.
Good afternoon, Bernard.
A friend of mine has been eating tuna fish sandwiches for 20 years or more. And he's coming down with neuropathy in his legs, and they're diagnosing him with fibromyalgia. And I'm trying to tell him that he's got to get examined for mercury toxicity. And the question is, does a regular allopathic doctor can do that, or we have to go to an alternative doctor? And how do they do that? And the symptoms of mercury poisoning are... Those are the questions up in the air. I wonder if you could help us.
Well, mercury can cause nerve damage, and classically in Alice in Wonderland, as mad as a hatter was from mercury poisoning that hatters used. On the other hand, very few people in the modern world are exposed to that kind of dosage of mercury. Basically, anybody can measure a blood mercury level, and a conventional doctor can do that. The problem is that can you have more subtle manifestations of mercury poisoning that require other techniques? And the answer is probably yes, and there the alternative doctors will do it. There's a problem with what alternative doctors do, though. They will often give what's called a chelating agent before measuring the mercury level. And the chelating agency will pull mercury out of almost anybody because we all do have mercury to some degree. When they pull the mercury out, you get relatively high levels in the urine of almost everybody, and they're higher levels than the normal ranges that the labs give, which are meant for people who are not having a chelating agent. So you can get, in effect, false positives from alternative people who use the chelating agency, and you can get, unfortunately, negatives where you shouldn't for conventional doctors who just do the regular blood or urine test.
You could also have a little an elevated mercury level and it not be the cause of the neuropathy.
That's true, too.
You know, so you,
a lot of causes of neuropathy.
Yeah.
Including low B12 and low vitamin B1.
Lots of things there, Bernard. It's difficult to say that it's definitely due to due to the mercury. But if you're on Long Island, I'm sure once again Dr. Vanini would be happy to check you for the mercury. Okay, now we need to pause for a message from New Chapter.
Is there something missing from your fish oil? If it's purified, it's probably missing a whole lot. Purified fish oils use chemical processing that can destroy the beneficial compounds, vitamins, and antioxidants your body looks for. Fortunately, there's Homega from New Chapter, a new whole food approach to fish oil. Homega is extra virgin to deliver nature's whole complement of vital omegas, including 3, 5, 6, 7, and 9, along with natural vitamin D and powerful antioxidants. Homega is 100% sustainably caught wild Alaskan salmon, some of the cleanest and most pure fish stocks in the world. So chemical processing to deliver purity is simply not required. Homega by New Chapter, because the world's best fish oil doesn't come from scientists, it comes from the world's best fish.
All right, well, it's time for us to wind things down for this week. We are coming to the end of this episode in the ongoing saga of the Wilner Window. This portion of the Wilner Window, by the way, has been brought to you by New Chapter, the makers of Whole Mega, a 100% pure wild-caught salmon oil supplement. New Chapter, the whole truth. So, by the way, for that fellow who eats too much tuna fish, if you switch to Alaskan salmon, no mercury. So, enjoy Alaskan salmon. Please visit us at either of our two stores in Manhattan, Midtown, Grants, 100 Park Avenue, or 253 Broadway. Thanks to Noah and Ira in the control room. Stay tuned for The Heart Show with Dr. Fred Vanini.
Thank you for listening to The Wilner Window. We hope you've enjoyed the show. The Wilner Window is brought to you by Wilner Chemists, the oldest and largest nutritionally oriented pharmacy in the country, and by your hosts, Don Goldberg and Arnie Gitomer, the nutritional supplement professionals.
On WOR, New York, you have been listening to The Wilner Window, brought to you by Wilner Chemists. WOR's airing of this program constitutes neither an endorsement of the products offered or of the ideas expressed.